I'm Kyle Shipp, and I'm running for mayor of Pittsburgh. The reason I'm running for re-election is I really think Pittsburgh's at a turning point. We're, you know, prepared for growth now. We've had the infrastructure merger with Tri River and Sanford. And so now we're able to work on growth from a perspective of concepts of growth rather than just sewer, which has limited us in the past. It's a really exciting time for Pittsburgh, and I think we have a lot of great stuff ahead of us. My top three issues that I'm running on are downtown vitality, infrastructure, and smart growth. Downtown vitality is really important. We are a member of the Main Street program. We have a really great downtown advisory board. We're just able to do so many good things with that program. And I think it's critical to me and to so many others that I talk to that downtown remains the core of Pittsburgh as we have development coming. And, you know, that is why people come to Pittsburgh, and it will continue to be in the future. So infrastructure has historically been a lot of talk about sewer capacity and water quality. The sewer line is under construction. Water quality is fantastic now. And so infrastructure is shifting really more towards connection and transportation and greenways and all of those things. So it's something we haven't focused on as much in the past because of other priorities. But I think it's all part of the infrastructure of a growing community. Smart growth is the other priority, and I think it's a bit of a buzzword that everybody talks about. It means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but you know, overall, it's about a plan for growth. We know that it's coming, and so making smart plans about how that's going to happen is critical, not just for the next 2 years or 4 years, but for the next 30 and 40 years. I think the biggest challenges with growth are balancing the progress with community character and planning ahead for that infrastructure, not reacting to it, and then making the growth work for residents and not against them. When we talk about balancing progress with community character, there's this feeling that a lot of us talk about of downtown Pittsburgh and just Pittsburgh in general of arts and creative community and all of those things that we want to maintain. And so, you know, I've told people it's not as easy as saying, let's keep X restaurant open or things like that. You know, it's a feeling, it's a community character. But I think we have a lot of momentum around that and a lot of desire to keep that going and a lot of support from across the community for that. Downtown connectivity is hugely important. And so one of the things we've worked on is a circulator route, a bus route that will connect neighborhoods to downtown, but also out to Mosaic and the plant and the Ag Center as events happen there. We're going to start that on the weekends. We're hoping to start it in December based on when the funding gets released. But it's that type of connection and collaboration that works as well. So there's many great things about Pittsburgh. And we want to make sure that, you know, someone can get dinner downtown and then go to a concert out at Mosaic and then go have a drink out at the plant and then go home on a bus. And so that's what we're working on as a start to that connectivity, you know, physical connectivity. We're also working on greenways to downtown, sidewalks, making sure that as new neighborhoods get built with greenways and sidewalks and multi-use trails and all that pedestrian connectivity, that we're also connecting it to downtown so it's easy to get there. Again, physical connectivity, but the emotional connectivity to downtown is really important as well. And that's what we hear a lot about and, you know, strive to maintain with all the events happening downtown and all the other things. Balancing infrastructure and taxes is difficult in a growing community. The tax revenue lags the growth. We're planning ahead for a town hall, expanded police station, fire stations, multiple probably. And so, you know, that type of revenue is not here yet from the growth that we've seen. So we're working on financing, you know, we're trying to maintain the tax rate with that, but it becomes difficult with the increasing cost of everything and the growth that we're experiencing. So it's a tricky thing, but I have a lot of faith in our staff as well and just their ability to help us come up with solutions for this that work well for the community. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of steady, thoughtful leadership that listens, collaborates, and gets results. I'm focused on keeping Pittsburgh strong and connected and true to its roots.